Good morning. First of all, I would like to thank the organizers for allowing me to present our research at today's meeting. I'm going to talk about racial disparities in pediatric injury hospitalization rates in a rural state, South Dakota. We don't have any relationships to disclose. My presentation will be in six parts: purpose, background, methods, results, conclusions, and limitations. The purpose of our analysis was to compare the hospitalization rates from 2009 to 2013 among white children and American Indian children in South Dakota. We look at the trends by manner of the injuries, including unintentional injuries, suicide or homicide, and others. We also look at the trends by mechanisms of injuries. It is the way the injury occurred, such as falling, motor vehicle accidents, and others. At last, we look at the trends by nature of the injuries, which includes things like fractures, system-wide and late effects, burns, and others. Let's look at the background. Injury is the number one killer of children and teens in the United States. According to a report from CDC, between 2000 and 2009, unintentional injuries accounted for 37% of all deaths in 1 through 19 year olds, and it was the fifth leading cause of deaths in infants. In 2005, unintentional injuries resulting in death, hospitalizations, emergency department visits costed about $11.5 billion in medical expenses. So the diagram shows for every childhood injury death, more than 1,000 children are treated or receive medical consultation for a non-fatal injury. But these injuries are preventable. This map shows death rates due to unintentional injuries among children by state for 2009. As you can see, South Dakota is among the eight states with the highest death rate due to unintentional injuries. Let's look at the leading causes of death by age group in South Dakota. White represents unintentional injuries, yellow is for suicide, and the pink is for homicide. As you can see, the injuries make up a higher percentage of death in the older age groups. For teens, 10 years old and older, more than 70% of all deaths were caused by injuries. This map shows the location of 9 American Indian reservations in South Dakota, and there are 4 Indian Health Service hospitals. Today, there are about 76,000 American Indians living in South Dakota, or about 9% of the total population. If we look at the population 19 years of age and younger in South Dakota, 78% are white children. American Indian children make up 14%. For this study, we used 2009 to 2013 hospital inpatient data from South Dakota Association of Healthcare Organizations data collection system. We were not able to obtain data from 4 Indian Health Service hospitals. The injuries in the study were categorized based on ICD-9-CM diagnosis codes listed under the variable DXE in South Dakota hospital inpatient data. DXE means external cause of injury code. We used SAS code downloaded from CDC website for injury diagnosis matrix for ICD-9-CM and barrel injury diagnosis matrix for the nature of the injury. Let's look at the results. Between 2009 and 2013, the hospitalization rate due to injuries increased significantly for South Dakota children 19 years of age and younger. Injury hospitalization rate increased 47% during this time period. These two graphs show injury rates by race, with younger children on the left and older children on the right. The orange lines for American Indian children, the green lines for white children. As you can see, American Indian children had greater hospitalization rates due to injuries in both age groups, and there have been significant increases in this rate, in the rates during this time period in both age groups. Also apparent in these graphs is the greater hospitalization rate in older children in both races. American Indian children in the 15 to 19 years age group, your age group, had almost three times the hospitalization rates as the white children of similar age. If we look at the manner of the injuries in South Dakota for this time period, hospitalization for injuries due to suicide and homicide increased significantly. Unintentional injuries had the highest rate, did not change over time. The figure shows the manner of the injuries by race and age groups, with American Indian children on the left and white children on the right. As you can see, American Indian children had higher rates in all age groups compared to white children. Unintentional injuries were the predominant manner of the injuries for both races. Suicide-related injuries represent a large number of injuries beginning at 10 years of age, and it was major manner of injury among older American Indian children. Homicide-related injuries were especially high in American Indian infants and in teens 15 to 19 years of age. This slide summarizes the top three mechanisms within each age and race group. There are, as you can see, there are similarities between races in the type of mechanisms within each age group. And you also can see the racial disparities that exist. For children less than 10 years of age, falls, poisoning, motor vehicle, traffic accidents, and other injuries are included in the top mechanisms. For children 10 years of age and older, cut appears, poisoning, and motor vehicle accidents become the main mechanisms in both races. The high rates of cut and pierce and poisoning are seen with the suicide attempts. This slide shows the hospitalization rates by race for the top five nature of injuries. American Indians had a higher rates, with both races having the same pattern. Systems-wide and late effects were often seen with the suicide attempts as a result of poisoning. Based on what I presented above, we made the following conclusions. The first, South Dakota American Indian children have disproportionately higher hospitalization rates due to injuries. The second, knowing types of injuries requiring hospitalization will allow public health professionals to more efficiently target their efforts to prevent injuries. Based on our results suggest that prevention efforts need to focus on suicide prevention and reducing motor vehicle accidents. Our study had the following limitations. The data set we used did not include hospitalizations at Indian Health Service facilities. This would result in underestimating injury rates for American Indian children. So it is also not known whether Indian Health Service hospital admissions differ by manner, by mechanism, or by the nature of the injury. At last, I would like to thank South Dakota Department of Health for providing the data for this analysis and the support from EA Martin program at SDSU. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. No, we didn't. Yeah, that's a good idea.
You're missing an Indian Health Service data. Do you have any idea what proportion of children are almost exclusively covered by that? I mean, how many children out of the state are you missing? Do you have any idea?
We don't know. We only know there are 4 Indian Health Service hospitals with in total about 100 beds. That's all we know.
About 100 beds. How many hospitals total are there in South Dakota?
4.
No, total. Besides the hospitals.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, are we like comparing 4 hospitals with 1 year or 4 hospitals to 100?
Indian, Native American. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Great presentation. For the rates that you presented, crude rates, adjusted, or standardized, and if they're standardized, how did you standardize them?
That's a crude rates. Yes. Yes, we are working on that to get their data. Thank you.